So, Matt, online threat to UK state agency. Talk to me.
You hear and see and feel all of this fear going on at the moment.
Fear? I tell you what, I'd love to do a video where someone walks past like a nasty person, an axe murderer, and like an estate agent, an axe murderer, and other nasty things, and they just walk past and go, turn, 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 and then they pass a purple bricks wall, they go,
I think it's, look, there's a
Come
story.
On, let's be serious.
Let me just, I'm just going to say a very quick story, very quick.
Yeah.
There was a survey done about 25 years ago of 105-year-olds, and they were measured on their self-belief, self-worth. And guess what percentage of them had high levels of self-belief and self-worth? This was a study done a while ago, 105-year-old children.
Well, I'm a big believer in the 80-20 rule, so am I about right? Talk to me.
Actually, it was 95%.
They All
were
right.
really good at age of five. They got the same 5-year-olds at the age of 18.
Oh, yeah.
100 of them.
What?
What was the belief like then? Self-belief, self-confidence, self-worth.
You would hope similar, but we know damn well it's going to be lower.
It switched 5%. Wow. And what I'm saying is, I think estate agency have relied heavily on. They've relied heavily, if I'm being completely honest, with Rightmove.
Yes, a monster that we, as an industry, created.
Yeah, and skills and behaviours have disappeared, not completely. So in other words, how many agents are training today? How many agents are working on behaviours and attitudes today? How many agents have a clear vision, a mission, a purpose? How many agents are actually going back to the front line, listening to the calls that guys are making day to day to see how much they're helping clients? So in other words, what they've created is this fear that it's all down to a fee. Now, ever since I've been working in an agency for 21 years, you've always had a cheap agent in the town.
Always. There's always been.
So it's just a bit cheaper.
It just happens that they've got this purple board and annoying TV advert.
Yeah, do you know what? I think they're a benchmark. Every time we come up against purple bricks or an online agent, it helps us to increase our fee. And one of the strategies we use is we talk about what we achieve from first offer to last offer and that gap in between A and B. And it's normally in this area between 10 and 14,000, which if you're selling your house and you've already paid a fee for them to put it on the market, are they going to get you the extra 10 to 14,000?
I mean, we were talking earlier on when we were having lunch, and it was a very nice lunch as well, is that if you want to sell your house, then go to the likes of your purple bricks.
Yeah.
But I think we as estate agents shouldn't be selling houses anymore. We should be the agents that what? Get the best price? What
well,
do you think?
There's two prices for a seller. There's any price and best price. And your best question to ask anyone selling the home is, which one are you interested in? And they'll always say the best price. And what comes with the best
price?
Is
that a little tip? Is that a great one-liner that the guys out there could use?
We've got hundreds of one-liners. We do this day to day. And we've got the highest fees in the market and have done for about 5 years. Our strategy when we opened was against all the strategies that everybody else has when they open, which is let's go in at nothing and overvalue everything. We went in at the right level of pricing. And we went in at a fee which we felt was very, very fair to the local market.
So it's all about attitude. So let's just
show
the guys at home what one big tip against when you're up against purple bricks can you give to the guys out there on beating the cheap fee agent?
Okay, so if you're in front of a vendor and you've got questions like, you know, what's the most important for you is what you get in your back pocket at the end of the sale. Or is it just selling it for any price? Obviously, they're going to talk about the back pocket value. So it's the net value that you focus on. What estate agents have stopped doing is educating. So in other words, they go straight into fees rather than straight into the right questions. So if you ask most sellers, what's the most important thing for them, Chris? They won't actually say a fee. I've very rarely come across a seller that said it's the fee. So once I've got that, and then I'll ask a few more questions around that area. So why is that really important? Why is service really important? Why is that best value really important? Tell me what it is that's made you say that. You've got a multitude of options and you've focused in on that area. And they'll tell you everything you need to know in order to present back.
Because you're asking them
you're
what's
solving.
Important to them.
Absolutely.
You're problem solvers.
So we're professional problem solvers. We're not estate agents. People keep advertising titles out there. And I saw your little message on my LinkedIn post about thanks to the Gigsmeister and all that kind of stuff. But how many agents are advertising positions and not people?
Exactly.
So it's estate agency is a people sport, it's a contact sport.
It's a people business.
Absolutely. So if you look down the eye of your vendor, and again, a little tip for agents is when you talk fees, look at the vendor in the eye. Because there's trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't believe yourself,
well, no one's going to do business with anyone they don't trust.
Absolutely. So, and it's very hard to not win an instruction if they trust you. Okay, let me make that. Excuse me.
It's all right, we'll beat that out.
Okay, good, 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 good. But I'm telling you now, if you can solve the vendor's challenges and needs, which aren't fees, you will get every instruction.
Leave it at that, guys.